I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later, we'll hear from two of our regular sports commentators about, what else, the Michael Vick situation. But first, we wanted to bring you an update on the hurricane which is passing through the Caribbean. Hurricane Dean made landfall early this morning on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 5. It was the strongest Atlantic storm to make landfall in two decades. Fortunately, the storm made landfall in a sparsely populated tourist area that had already been evacuated, and it seems to be weakening. But the storm has already left a path of destruction elsewhere in the Caribbean, causing a dozen deaths and large-scale destruction, especially in Jamaica, where national elections had been scheduled to be held on Monday. Here to tell us more is freelance journalist Erica Virtue. She's speaking to us by phone from Kingston, Jamaica. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Michelle. Nice having you. Nice to have you.
It's great to talk to you. And how are you able to talk to us? Has power been restored?
No, much of the island is still without electricity, although some customers started receiving electricity last night, particularly customers that are on the grid where hospitals are. So, for example, the customers who are on the grid to the island's major hospital, that's the Kingston Public Hospital and the University Hospital of the West Indies, those customers would be given priority.
And it's my understanding that the government shut the power off in order to avoid fires and things
yes.
of that sort.
Okay. Yes, that happened at varying times on Sunday as the hurricane, the eye of the hurricane made its way across the island.
What's the situation now, and were any of the casualties that were reported from the Caribbean, were any of those in Jamaica?
There were two reported, two confirmed casualties, a 15-year-old teenage girl and a 44-year-old man whose house collapsed on him. The 15-year-old girl suffered head trauma after a block, a cement block fell from the roof of her house and hit her.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller declared a state of emergency, and she'd urged all residents to seek shelter before the storm hit. But there were reports that some people were unwilling to leave their houses because they feared looting. Did this have an impact on how well people fared throughout the storm, or was Jamaica just lucky?
I think Jamaica was just lucky, but I want to make something clear that what was declared was a state of public emergency, and it was done primarily for the safety of individuals and their property. And this is as against a state of emergency, which would be declared in an area, in an event where the country was at war. So the state of public emergency, there is a difference there.
So what is the view now, to the degree that you feel that you can say, of the preparedness that people have? Do people feel that they prepared as well as they could? Do they feel that the government did an adequate job of preparing the population for what was to come?
I believe that since Hurricane Gilbert in 1988 and Hurricane Ivan in 2004, people have in large part begun to take preparations seriously, and particularly because of the developments to the island communication industry, where they can actually see the course of the hurricane for themselves. They have started to take preparations seriously. In some areas, persons refuse to leave their property. I can't really fault them, because in times gone by, there has been looting to their properties. So some people stayed behind to protect their property. But because the state of public emergency was declared pretty early, it minimized the effect of looting on property.
And finally, Erica, elections, as I said, were supposed to be held on August 27th. Is that still going to happen?
No. That is the biggest news so far, is that the general election, which was due next Monday, it has been postponed, and the governor general will be making an announcement today, sometime later today, as to when those elections would be. The police and army would have been voting today, but that is not going to happen.
And finally, you know, Jamaica is known for rather fractious elections. You know, I think we can we can say that. What impact do you think, and I understand I'm asking you to speculate a little bit, but what impact do you think that the hurricane will have on politicking as we go forward? Do you think that it'll, in a way, sort of lower the temperature, or do you think that hurricane preparedness and the government's reaction to it will then become part of the campaign?
You know, amazingly, there was consensus by the members of the political representatives on the Electoral Commission. And I think because of the history of fractiousness in our elections, that is a good sign. I think what will be better for us as a country is to see how the delivery of relief supplies are going to be carried out. That is going to, in part, determine how much we have progressed as a country and being able to unite under the circumstances.
Erica Virtue is a freelance journalist. She joined us on the phone from Kingston, Jamaica. Erica, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
And do keep us posted.
Will do.